Hi, it's Ian Green here from Between the Buttons, and I'm talking to Bert Lowe, podcaster extraordinaire. Bert has been here today talking to us about podcasting, showing us how easy it is, well, if you own a Mac, to do a podcast. But Bert, you're affiliated with Q, but your day job is?
My day job, I'm with the California Technology Assistance Project. It's a state-funded organization here in California that assists schools with integrating technology into education. So we do grant writing assistance, tech planning assistance, and then also provide professional development for teachers.
Okay, and you were showing us in the workshop a fabulous website that you have.
Yeah, we're very proud of myctap.org, and there we have live online workshops that teachers can attend for free, and tech planning and even cyber safety resources.
Okay, sounds wonderful. We'll give our listeners a link to that site. Bert, one of your passions is podcasting. You're an educator, podcaster. You love to see people podcast. Why?
Podcasting, I think, has been great, especially with the way Mac has made it so easy in GarageBand to create podcasts. Professionally and personally, I podcast at edtechclassroom.com. And through that, it's given me a great chance to grow professionally as I talk to other teachers about how they use computers in the classroom, get ideas from them. And I love listening to podcasts. It's a great way to take care of commutes because I find shows on things I want to do, other teachers, what they're doing in the classroom, learn from them as I'm driving. But then I see the potential for students is huge because instead of writing or producing something for the teacher in the classroom, they can create something very easy to record, and they publish it to an authentic audience. And it's really neat when they hear back from the author themselves on a book that they're commenting on, or they hear from other students that have comments about their podcasts. So I think it's a fabulous educational tool.
Okay, sounds very interesting. Sounds really good. I guess a few questions people might ask about podcasting. One of them might be that in this sort of day and age of multimedia and visuals and things like that, there still is a place for the straight audio podcast?
I think so. And again, I think it goes back to my use of it during commuting. Podcasting, simply the audio type, is something that you don't have to focus your entire attention on. I mean, I love everything that's available via video, video podcasts, that type of thing, but I have to directly set aside time to do that. Whereas I can be mowing the lawn or doing something like that, pop in my headset and listen to a podcast and get caught up on some great news or tips that otherwise I wouldn't have time to fit into my schedule.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I guess the other issue is that, I mean, podcasting in and of itself is not interactive, but it can be used interactively. You were suggesting people sending podcast comments to authors on books and things like that. Can you tell us some of your experience of this sort of exchange of information and views using podcasting?
Well, I think with the world of technology the way it is, the interesting experience I had is a friend and I were podcasting about a book, Instructional Technology That Works. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that and we put it up on our podcast site. And then about a week later, we got a comment on our podcast from the author of the book because they had set up a Google News alert. Anytime the title of that book was used anywhere, they would find out about it, and then they found our show.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, the author agreed to come on our show and be interviewed and talk about the book and where the research was going and things like that. So they used technology to get a hold of us, and we got a huge learning experience out of it just because they were interested in following up on their book.
Oh, okay. So we've got podcasting here as a kind of as a interactive, communicative medium, albeit in a kind of asynchronous type fashion.
Yeah,
and that's one of the values of it, presumably.
Yeah, it started out asynchronous because they left a comment on our podcast, but then we got in touch over Skype and talked for a little bit about where the research continued after the book and where they're planning to go next. So it was very interesting.
Okay, sounds good. So you'd encourage teachers in schools to get their kids podcasting?
Yeah, and I think with technology, in all cases, the teachers need to become comfortable with it themselves first. So I would suggest a teacher start by using a simple system to maybe podcast their homework or classroom announcements. Mm-hmm. And once they become comfortable doing that themselves, then start talking about how our students can use it. There's a great website, Radio Willow Web, where students create a weekly podcast that goes out to the entire school. And each grade gets a chance, their turn, their week, their month, and they have a strict format for the show. Students get to tell jokes, share stories, things like that. But, students can be very comfortable, and they can produce a show for their school or the world.
Okay. Where's podcasting going then? Have we reached the kind of the zenith of development of podcasting? Are there new directions you can see, new challenges you can see? What's happening?
I think, yeah, at this point, because it's become so easy, the biggest challenge, I think, is getting noticed out there. I mean, a lot of people try it out, you know, for one or two episodes, and then there's the term pod rot that's developed because they'll produce one or two shows, and that's it.
That's it, yeah.
And so really...
Unlike us stayers in the business, but... Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, other than that, it's getting noticed and getting an audience and then making sure that you consistently, week after week or month after month, develop content and record. So it's really finding a niche, finding something that you're interested in and being willing to record and just developing your audience over a while. I think that's the biggest challenge. Other than that, I think a lot of people, you know, still are unsure of what RSS is, and so they're hesitant to dip their toe into podcasting.
Yeah.
But it's such an easy thing to do. It's such a great medium, and I think, you know, just get on board and give it a try.
So have you got any special tips for, as a very successful podcaster yourself, have you got any tips for what makes the best podcast? What's the optimal length for particular audiences? Are we looking at 2-minute bites? Are we looking at 10-minute, you know, talking head lectures? Where do we sit?
I honestly think that the most successful length is somewhere between 20 to 30 minutes. Studies have shown that typically, you know, an adult learner will kind of phase out after about 15 or 20 minutes. So if you, you know, drop your segments into about, you know, 15 minutes in length, you know, have a little break, have some music or something like that, that would be a great time. And you know, just for me personally, with a commute, you know, even if you had a commute of 45 minutes or an hour, you could sneak in a show and then listen to something else. So I think that's the perfect length.
Oh, okay. And I guess one of the secrets is getting people hooked in your first few get interesting in your first few minutes. Are there any special techniques for doing that?
Exactly. We've borrowed, I think, from the 11 o'clock news, where, you know, we'll start with a little teaser like, you know, the solution to all your classroom's ills will be solved on this episode, so stay tuned. And then, you know, play a little music and then keep them hooked and listen that way.
Yeah, and like commercial television, keep them waiting for the thing that you've promised after many an ad break.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, good. Sounds like we're thinking alike, Bert. I've been talking to Bert Lowe, podcaster extraordinaire here at Macwell. This is Ian Green with Between the Buttons.